12. Despite a brisk wind and the lush tang of rochere pollen it carried, the musky smell of so many Wookiees gathered for so long in such a small place was overpowering, not sickening, but certainly dizzying. As Leia followed Han through the jungle of roaring fur that was the Rock Council, it took an act of will just to continue breathing. She did not bother trying to remain steady on her feet. The way she and Han were being bounced around by shifting hips and flying elbows, that was a lost cause. A particularly large elbow, descending from a ferocious cheer, crashed down on Leia's shoulder and drove her to her knees. She didn't cry out. Saba had broken her of that particular urge by rapping her on the head until she learned to accept pain silently, but it didn't prevent the elbow's owner from scowling down to see what kind of critter he had just smashed.
"No harm." Leia rose and rotated her arm. "See? It still works."
The Wookiee, a lanky male with graying fur, narrowed a pair of silvery eyes and growled something in a dialect Leia might have understood had she been able to hear it over the howls of approval rolling across Council Rock. She chided herself silently, thinking she had allowed her concentration to slip. The Solo's furlough from their week-long stay in jail was not exactly authorized. Without a force mask suggesting they actually belonged here, Leia worried that it would only be a matter of moments before they were seized and returned to their cell.
"There's no need for concern," she said, waving her hand between them. Wookiees were rarely weak-minded, but she had nothing to lose by trying. "We've come to hear that—"
"No problem," Han interrupted, addressing himself to the Wookiee. "It was an accident." He grabbed Leia by the hand and softly hissed, "He's just apologizing." He pulled her between a pair of furry torsos, then added, "And cut out the force stuff already. That isn't allowed here."
"We're not allowed here," Leia said, squeezing to his side. "We're supposed to be in jail, remember?"
Han shook his head. "We're supposed to be in jail when Waru gets back from lunch," he said. "Didn't you hear him?" Leia frowned.
"I thought I had," she said. "Didn't he say you'd better be here when I get back?"
"That's exactly what he said. Not you'd better still be here, or you'd better not go anywhere, or don't use the force to open that lock while I'm gone." Han shook his head, then added, "Sometimes I wonder how you ever made it as a diplomat."
"He let us escape?" Leia asked. "I thought Wookiees had an honor code."
"They do," Han said, "and only Wookiees understand it." They finally reached the center of Council Rock, emerging from the crowd at the foot of a natural basalt dais standing half again as tall as a man. Atop the pedestal, a dome-muzzled male paced back and forth, roaring at the crowd and waving a meter-long mandible lined with hooked fangs. Leia could make out enough of what the Wookiee was saying to realize he was evoking memories of the galaxy's fractured response to the Yuuzhan Vong, assuring his fellow delegates that they were making the best decision for Kashyyyk and the Alliance.
"Han, I think the debate's over," Leia said, using a force whisper to project her voice into his ear. "That's not an argument he's making. It's a pep talk."
"Then we'll just have to start a new debate."
"What about Waru?"
Leia was reading Han's lips as much as she was hearing him.
"Wookiee debates take forever, and he'll be in more trouble than we are if we're not there when his relief comes."
"So he won't ask for relief. Why do you think they picked Waru to guard us in the first place?" Han turned toward Leia and stepped in close. "Besides, we'll be back in jail before you know it. This won't take long." Leia scowled.
"What won't take long?"
Han jerked a thumb at the Wookiee on the Council Rock. "You see that Tyrosin jaw he's holding?"
"How could anyone miss it?"
"If I want the floor, I've got to take it from him." Han reached into Leia's pocket
and pulled her holdout blaster, among the weapons Lumpawaru had left conveniently unguarded when he went to lunch, then hid it between them as he changed the setting to stun.
"Without using any weapons."
Leia put her hand over the blaster.
"Then what's this for?"
"If I cheat, they have to stop this debate to decide whether I violated the Rock Council rules," Han said, "and then they'll have to settle on a fitting punishment. The whole thing should take about a month if I can get 'em good and stirred up."
"Han, I'm not sure that's really a solution," Leia said. The more she heard about the idea, the less she liked it.
"From what Waru said, the battle at Kuat is going to last a lot longer than a month."
Han shrugged. "You got a better idea?"
"In all likelihood."
Leia slipped off her outer robe and unclipped her lightsaber, then pushed them both into Han's arms.
"Hold these."
Han's eyes widened.
"Leia, you can't do—"
His warning was lost to the general din as Leia force-sprang onto the top of the rock. She landed beside the dome-muzzled Wookiee a couple of meters away, and still almost caught a faceful of fangs as he swung the Tyrosum jaw in a sweeping, cheer-rousing arc. Leia saved herself, or at least her good looks, by cartwheeling to the forward edge of the platform. By the time she returned to her feet, the tumult was quieting to a confused murmur, and the speaker was cocking his head with an expression that seemed equal parts confusion and apology. His face fur was dappled with gray flecks, and his fangs were rounded with age, yet he still looked like he could lift a landspeeder as easily as he could a human woman who stood barely as high as his waist. Leia pointed at the huge jawbone he held.
"If you can't be careful with that thing," she said, "maybe it would be better if I held on to it."
The Wookiee grew even more bewildered, pushing his head forward as though he didn't quite believe what he was hearing. The rest of the Rock Council caught Leia's meaning instantly and erupted into peals of booming laughter. At the foot of the rock, Han shielded his eyes as though he couldn't bear to watch what was about to happen. But he was peeking between his fingers, and the tip of Leia's holdout blaster was poking out of the robe folded over his arm. Leia shrugged off Han's lack of confidence as simple overprotectiveness and stepped toward the Wookiee.
"You heard me. Hand it over."
Finally seeming to realize that he was being challenged, the Wookiee raised the jawbone over his head, about a meter out of Leia's reach, then shook his head and taunted her with a fang-filled grin. Another peal of laughter rumbled across Council Rock, and a handful of voices began to yowl warnings not to let Han's bedmate do to him what Han's shipmate had done to his son. Leia glanced down at Han.
"This is old Tajilnut?"
Han pulled his hand away from his eyes and nodded.
"Who do you think would be closing the council?"
"Great."
Leia looked back to old Tajilnut, who was now eyeing her like something he intended to eat at his next meal.
"All I have to do is take that jawbone from him, and then I get to talk?"
"For as long as you hold on to it," Han answered. "Just don't kill him. The last thing we need right now is a bunch of Tajes following us all over the galaxy."
"No promises."
Leia winked.
"He's big."
A hint of uncertainty flashed through Tajilnut's eyes. Leia raced straight at him, and he finally seemed to realize she really did intend to bowl him over. He snorted in contempt and raised his free hand to slap her aside. Leia dived under the blow, then planted her hands a meter in front of him and launched herself into a handspring. Both heels hit square in his stomach. Tajilnut would probably have fallen even without the force, but Saba had drilled into Leia the folly of taking unnecessary chances in any combat. She waited until her legs had extended fully, then added just enough power to be certain the Wookiee would go down. Tajul Newt dropped to his seat, gasping, groaning, and clutching at his stomach. Leia pushed into a forward roll, then pirouetted around and retrieved the jawbone from where it had clattered to the floor. Wookiee voices immediately began to boom both approval and accusations of force cheating. Leia allowed the tumult to continue for a moment, then used the force to project her voice over the uproar.
"I wasn't supposed to use the force?" she asked, feigning ignorance. "Is it against the rules?"
The roaring grew more unified as the entire council assured her that using the force was completely against the rules. The talking bone had to be taken without the use of claw, weapon, or fang, and the force was clearly a weapon. Tajul Newt stopped groaning long enough to add that force use was totally forbidden on Council Rock. Han should have told her that. Leia put on an expression of contrition and faced Tajul Newt, who was still struggling to sit upright. She offered the jawbone to him.
"I wouldn't want to cheat," she said. "Shall we go again?"
Tajul Newt's eyes flashed with alarm and anger, then began to twinkle with appreciation as Leia used the force to gently pull him to his feet so he wouldn't appear quite so defeated. He turned to Han and grunted that Han should have explained the rules before bringing his mate here, then motioned for Leia to keep the jawbone and slipped off the rock.
"Thank you. That's very generous."
She turned her attention back to the rest of the council.
"And when someone else wants to take the floor, I promise not to use the force on them either."
This drew a chorus of approving guffaws. Leia waited for quiet, then continued in a deliberately soft voice.
"You all know me," she began. "You all know who my son is, and I dare say you all know of the trouble between him and my husband and me."
A murmur of sympathetic agreement rumbled through the crowd.
"It is a sad sign of our times that many families are divided like mine, separated not by selfish interests or conflicting loyalties or even necessity, but by deeply held principles. I know Jason holds his principles even more deeply than Han and I hold ours, even more deeply than his own life, because that's what it would take to make him fire on the Falcon."
The incident could hardly be news to the Council, since it had been reported throughout the Alliance as proof of the Colonel's uncompromising dedication to duty, but among the family-oriented Wookiees it remained enough of a controversy to draw a chorus of snorts and snarls.
"But holding principles deeply doesn't make a being right, and it doesn't make what he's doing right."
The snorts began to grow indignant, but Leia pressed on, knowing she had to make her point quick and hard before someone grew angry enough to challenge her.
"And that's what I'm here to talk to you about. Jason Solo, my son, has seized power in an immoral coup."
The floor erupted into a deafening storm of objections. Unable to make herself heard without using the force, she banged the heavy jawbone down on the dais, and only felt more ignored. After the uproar had continued for more than a minute, Tajul Newt hopped up and politely held out his hand for the jawbone. Seeing that the thing was doing her no good anyway, Leia passed it over. He went to the edge of the rock and slammed the flat side into the shoulder of the nearest Wookiee, roaring for him to respect the bone, then repeated the process twice more. Finally, the tumult began to subside. Tajul Newt boomed something in Zakchik that instantly silenced the crowd and made Han wince. Leia knelt at the edge of the rock.
"What did he say?"
I'm not sure exactly," Han said sheepishly. "Do I look like a Wookiee?"
"Only in the morning," Leia said. "And don't dodge my question."
"Okay, okay," Han said. "He threatened to let you use the force on the rock. Said nobody would shut you up then, judging by the speeches you used to make as chief of state."
Leia was still trying to decide whether to be offended or grateful when Tajilnut appeared at her side, holding out the jawbone. She accepted with an ingratiating smile and returned to the center of the rock. Leia had barely started to speak again before a nasal Sulliston voice rose from somewhere deep in the crowd.
"Stop! Don't listen, that woman! It's illegal!"
Leia glanced down at Han, but saw that sending him to silence June would be hopeless. Even if he could find the Sulliston in the middle of that jungle of fur out there, it would take several minutes to reach him. She decided to try the Wookiee approach and simply shout down her heckler.
"As I was saying, Colonel Jacen Solo and Admiral Chaan Yothel have seized power in an immoral and illegal coup."
"It was perfectly legal,"
June yelled from about 20 meters back.
"Under an amendment to the Emergency Measures Act, GAG has the authority to detain heads of state, politicians, and any other individuals believed to present a risk to the security of the Galactic Alliance."
"It was illegal," Leia insisted. "I'd bet my lightsaber that Jacen is the one who tabled the amendment in the first place, and that makes his actions a scheme to seize the power of the executive through means other than a legal election, and that is a gross violation of the Constitution of the Galactic Alliance."
Leia's argument caused even June to fall silent in contemplation. But she knew by the tide of indecision rolling through the Force that she could not talk the Wookiees out of helping Jacen by arguing legalities. She had to find a way to convince them of the utter wrongness of his actions, to stir their moral outrage.
"But let's talk about what Jacen has done, even with the authority he has legally," Leia continued. "By GAG's own figures, there are less than 10,000 terrorists operating on Coruscant. Yet he's imprisoned over 1 million Coruscanti residents. For what? Sympathizing with their homeworld? The crime of being descended from Corellian parents? Looking crosswise at the GAG troopers standing guard in their apartment hallways?"
This drew a few thoughtful grunts, and Leia began to think she was making progress.
"And what about the Bothans?" she pressed. "Was it any coincidence that the True Victory Party's entire membership on Coruscant turned up dead? No wonder Bathawi entered the war on Corellia's side."
"You can't prove Colonel Solo had anything to do with that," June objected.
He seemed to be about 5 meters closer, but remained hidden in all that Wookiee fur.
"And you can't blame—"
A fierce Wookiee voice barked at June to be quiet, and another growled that if he wanted to talk, he had to climb up on the council rock and steal the talking bone like anyone else.
"Thank you."
Leia was starting to think she just might convince the Wookiees to change their minds about supporting Jacen. And if she could do that, then maybe the Jedi could broker a peace that would prevent the conflagration above Kuat from spreading any farther.
"I've already reminded you that Jacen fired on the Falcon during the recent Hapen crisis. What I didn't tell you, what GAG has been very good at keeping out of the Holonews, is that at the time we were rescuing several Jedi and other Alliance personnel who had been left adrift during the battle, including his own sister, Jaina Solo, and his cousin and apprentice, Ben Skywalker. Jacen knew this, and still he fired on—"
The council broke into roaring peals of disbelief and outrage. But what prevented Leia from continuing was the waist-high ball of black fur that came clambering onto the rock, spitting and sputtering and pointing at the talking bone. Leia stared down at Tarfang in disbelief.
"You've got to be kidding," she said. "You're challenging me?"
The Ewok nodded and jabbered something nasty. The Wookiees nearest the rock cringed and looked away. Leia glanced down at Han.
"What's with them?"
"Tarfang's got a nasty reputation," Han said. "Look, you've already made your point.
Maybe you should just give him...
You think he can take me? Leia turned back to Tarfang, who was standing with his hands on his hips, glaring at her.
That, little rugger?
Leia's insult came to an abrupt end as Tarfang flew at her head, all flailing claws and gnashing teeth. She dropped to her side and rolled, bringing her leg up behind him and catching him in the small of the back with a form-perfect roundhouse kick. The blow launched the Ewok off the far end of the rock, where he vanished into a mass of astonished fur-faces. Leia returned to her feet and started to step over to see what had happened to him, then heard a snarl of rage coming from somewhere down around the knees of several nearby Wookiees. As they scrambled to get out of the way, Leia looked over at Han.
"I can't believe I have to do this," she said. "Brawling with an Ewok?"
"You could always let him have the bone."
Han glanced over at where Tarfang had disappeared, then added,
"Watch it!"
The Ewok came sailing back onto the rock, as though he had been fired from a missile launcher. Leia pivoted away, presenting her flank and lifting the jawbone out of reach. She saw Tarfang purse his lips and realized something disgusting was about to come flying her way. Leia tried to duck, but was too slow, and caught a spray of blood and broken teeth full in the face. Her vision went instantly red and blurry, and then the Ewok was on her, slamming his brow into her temple, clamping his tiny hands around her throat, slamming his little knees into her ribs and chest. Leia heard Han yelling,
"Hey, no claws!"
Then felt herself going down and barely managed to toss the bone aside so she didn't land on top of it. Tarfang immediately switched tactics, releasing his chokehold to slam her skull against the stone instead. Leia's head exploded into stars, and when she felt it being pulled up for another blow, she began to realize the Ewok intended to do more than just steal the talking bone. She drove her elbow up into his stomach, putting the force behind it, then felt hair ripping out as Tarfang tumbled away. To her astonishment, there was no roaring for her or against her. No one complaining she had used the force. Even Han was quiet. The entire Rock Council had fallen silent, and the force was charged with surprise and curiosity. Leia sprang to her feet. Half expecting her crazed opponent to come flying at her with claw and fang, she turned to find the talking bone lying unclaimed between them. Tarfang was scowling at the crowd, looking every bit as confused as Leia. Keeping one eye on the Ewok, Leia extended her force awareness over the entire expanse of Council Rock, and quickly realized why everyone had fallen silent.
"Luke?" she gasped. "What are you doing here?"
"The same thing you are."
Luke's voice came from the fringe of the crowd, near the entrance.
"I came to address the Rock Council."
A triangular furrow appeared in the crowd as the Wookiees stepped aside to let him pass. A few moments later, Leia saw her brother for the first time since her glimpse at Mara's funeral. His eyes were bloodshot and sunken with exhaustion, and his complexion was the color of Durasteel. But his jaw was set and his shoulders square, and he was leading Saba Sebatine and the other council masters toward the Council Rock with a strong, purposeful gait. Leia knelt at the edge of the platform and offered her hand. When he allowed her to pull him up, she asked quietly,
"Luke, how are you?"
He smiled and squeezed her shoulder, then admitted, "I've been better." He gestured at the Tyrosum jaw lying on the rock. "Do you mind?" Leia shook her head.
"Be my guest."
Luke turned to Tarfang. "How about you?" The Ewok picked up the jawbone and dragged it over. He glared up at Leia, then dropped the bone at Luke's feet and jabbered something that sounded vaguely like, "She's your problem now."
"Thank you."
Luke picked up the talking bone, then waited politely for Leia and Tarfang to yield the platform. Leia gave Han a summoning nod, then dropped off the stone next to Saba. Master Seb... Leia's throat went dry, and she had to pause to wet it. Master Sebatine, it's good to see you again.
Saba shook her head.
It will be good to go on the hunt together again, she said. But this is not a good day for anyone, Jedi Solo. Especially not for you.
Before Leia could ask what Saba meant, Luke began to address the Rock Council in a voice as sad as it was weary. I'm sure the Rock Council has heard of the assassination of Cal Omus, he said, and of my son Ben's involvement in it. A murmur of acknowledgement rustled through the Rock Council, and Leia began to have a terrible feeling that she knew what was coming next. What you probably don't know is that Jason Solo arranged it. The Rock Council received this news in utter, stunned silence, and Luke pressed on. Therefore, the Jedi Council has voted to begin active opposition to his continued leadership of the Galactic Alliance, and we have come to Kashyyyk to ask the Wookiees to join us.